This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Do you want to hear about the number one trending topic on Twitter at the moment?
What is it?
I would love, yeah.
Megxit.
Megxit.
Yeah, Meghan and Harry want to leave the royal family or senior royals.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Is that allowed?
Well, I mean, it seems to be up for debate.
Right.
They seem pretty set on it, and the royal family have come back and been like, well, we'll talk.
Oh, wow. I mean, the thing is, like, a regular family, not a royal family. If you want to like exit the family,
yeah,
you can do that.
You just do it.
Ghost them, right?
Well, but the thing is that like it's like a job, you know, like it's
right.
Yeah, it is a job. The government pays them a salary.
Yeah,
I think. Oh.
Yeah.
Well, they've said that they want to become financially independent. It's part of their goals.
Man, wouldn't that be crazy if like they just get regular jobs?
They just get jobs. Well, the Daily Show tweeted that they said that they're hiring. If anyone,
well, and Meghan's an actor.
Oh, yes. I didn't know that. Yeah. I honestly have.
Have
a
you ever
really
seen
Suits? Is the show she was on. I didn't see it, but I knew she was on it.
Yeah, I've never seen
and
Suits.
And then I think she stopped when they got married.
She wasn't allowed to anymore.
Oh, really? That's how it works. Wouldn't it be actually insane if Megxit goes ahead?
Mm-hmm.
And then that's a really great hashtag, by the way.
Oh,
whoever came up with that, yeah, and big into it.
The one issue I have with Megxit is that it's Meghan and Harry.
Yeah, it implies that it's all on her.
Okay, I've got it.
Yeah.
Megarry exit.
Oh, that's smooth. That works. Yes, great.
Hexit.
Hexit?
Well, it sounds like hex debt when I say that.
Oh, God.
It's not the same thing.
You've got to say, you have trigger warning before you say hex debt.
Jeez. Sorry. No, that's fair.
I think if it goes ahead, mm-hmm, it would be pretty wild if Meg, like, becomes a huge actor, like, actually just crushes it.
Well, some people have been saying that she should star in The Crown now and play herself.
Like, wait, like, The Crown, like, a few years down the track?
Yeah.
That would be so good.
Yep.
I would be so into that.
Oh,
I think, wouldn't it be? It would be such a hard place to be in, knowing that, like, I really cannot even imagine how they would be feeling right now. Because not only are they trying to like quit their job, they're also trying to quit their family. And also they've got like so many people being like, I think this about this, I think this about that. Like,
yeah, it's
it would be such a tumultuous time for them.
Yeah, it's such a unique life.
Totally.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine.
Yeah, I really literally cannot imagine it.
Some of the other tweets have been asking if they're going to start a YouTube channel now.
Probably not.
No,
I think they might want to be like left alone a little bit.
Yeah, I think the whole thing is they're sick of people being around.
That's it. And this tweet that I heavily, heavily relate to as a freelancer that says, "Very brave of Harry and Meghan to pick January as the month to go freelance."
Oh, Vicky, explain that one to me.
Real. There's not a lot of freelance work in January.
Oh, right,
after Christmas.
Because it's a holiday month.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, no, everything does die down, doesn't it?
Someone give me some work. Anyway.
I mean,
this has been a PSA.
I don't know. I think it's exceptionally crazy and wild that they have to like go through all of this to just be like, I don't like my mom. Well, my grandma, brother.
Well, I don't
they really
I
like
think
their
probably
mom.
A bit more complex than that.
Yeah,
I
don't think it's that I don't want to like, I think it's a lot to do with the stuff that like
it's like being in the public eye.
Yeah. And
they're under a lot of pressure.
The tabloids and all that sort of stuff have not been kind to them.
No.
Oh, really?
No. Oh, boy.
Well, I think they actually went to court.
Yeah,
really?
And also,
I have no idea about any of this.
You know, after what happened to his mother, Harry's probably just like, oh, I don't want that to happen to my wife and my child. I would like
That's
to
heavy.
Get out of here
that
now.
That is heavy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't blame him.
Mm.
Well, it's funny that, like, you asked, like, is that allowed? It's like, what's... Because this is quite unprecedented, really. Like,
yeah,
like,
I don't think
what's
the
process?
Yeah. Well, I guess there wouldn't be. There's not going to be a manual on how to do that.
Well, I think people
that, you know?
Have been...
Is there a HR department of the
That's actually a very good question. There probably should be one.
I guess.
I think people have been, like, kind of disowned before. So I guess it's kind of that, but from the other direction.
The reverse. Flip it and reverse it, and that's what they want to do.
Is this like when everyone freaked out?
Like Missy Elliott?
Is this absolutely like Missy Elliott.
When was it? Who was it? Macaulay Culkin got emancipated?
Yeah.
And then everyone was like, what do you mean? You can do that? It's like, yes, you absolutely can.
Yeah, except this is a 35-year-old man and his 37-year-old wife wanting to be emancipated.
Yeah, so, yeah, you're right. It's not exactly the same.
Joy 94.9 is a GLB TIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.